Here's Avril Lehman, who's a leadership psychologist. Avril, what impact is working from home as we reach the first anniversary of it? What impact is it having on those personal relationships with colleagues, these friendships, these linkages in the workplace that just make work happen easier?
I think there's quite a range here. I know exactly when I locked down, and it was the 16th of March last year, because my birthday yesterday, the 17th of March, we had to make real decisions about whether we would be with people. But actually, I had gone to working virtually about a year before that, when somebody made us an offer for our office we couldn't refuse. But you know what? We'd never let our clients know. It was our best kept secret, because we thought they might misinterpret it. How amazing now, what a different perception people have. Nobody cared, needless to say. And I feed off people, I have to admit. So this not actually getting to be in the same room as them seems so complex. But I've observed very different things, and some of them very good things. Yes, there are less of the did you see the football or whichever television program you're watching. I'm finding more people are having more conversations about real stuff. So people say, yeah, I reached the end of my tether last week. I wanted to sit in the bottom of a cupboard and, you know, stop this now. So in terms of well-being, I found people having slightly more honest conversations. They've been more honest because we've seen the inside of their kitchens or their art collection or always their cats. Or we've been running a lot of women's programs, women in leadership. And inevitably, there's a man trying to tiptoe around the back to get to the fridge or dropping a baby on a lap or whatever. So you're suddenly seeing people's hinterland. You've got a chance where you can actually be more connected to the real person, not the work persona. And I was doing this whole well-being, which we called bounce forward, because there's big questions going on about, do we want to bounce back? Do we want to be what we were? Or can we be a better version of it? And what do we want to bounce forward into being? And I challenged people to, before the next week came, to work on gratitude, a great positive psychology exercise. And the number of people came back and said, you know, I went to every member of my team and I just told them what I was grateful for. I got feedback from organisations saying, we've been talking about things we don't usually talk about, like how we feel, how we're coping. So in a sense, we may not be having the how's the weather, yeah, it's a bit grey kind of conversation. In some instances, we can be having much more beneficial, profound conversations like we're real people. I still want to be in the room and I still want to hug people, but I do see that there are potentially some benefits where people are trying to be more human and bosses are trying to actually check on how people are doing. And you have to be more scheduled. You can't just leave it to be spontaneous. You have to think about what's important and actually work on it.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, should responsible employers be setting aside some time, some face time, or, you know, online for colleagues to have these conversations? Or is it best if it just organically comes out of what is happening?
Yeah, there's very few things actually are better if we're spontaneous, you know, to be honest. They sound boring, but if we do just a little bit of planning, and we're often working with people saying, you know, if you want to connect with your people, you can't leave it to chance because you're busy, you've got other things on your mind. But if you, and somebody was telling me in one of these calls, they had a spreadsheet for their networking with friends, family and colleagues so that they knew they really ought to get in touch with somebody. That person would never know that they had planned it. They would just know they were getting a call. But it stopped you having another week gone by where you hadn't made the effort to have that conversation. And I'm hearing from people where they say, you know, my boss hasn't been in touch with me at all. It's been hell. You know, we've all been working like this. We're feeling dreadful and they've not been in touch. And then I've had other people who said, I've had more one-to-one conversations. I've had more honest conversations than I've ever had. I really appreciate it. But that hangs on somebody's ability to talk about these things. And we're not always, well, we don't always find that the minute you become a leader of some sort, you suddenly know how to do this, know how to say, how are you doing? And not panic in case they tell you.
And then you have to deal with it.
And then you have to, you know, and then if you're a manager, you always feel it's your job to make it better. And you don't, you know, you don't have any skill in that. You could just listen, be sympathetic at the least, and let people talk. But very often people know it's not their strong suit, so they just don't ask. But we're finding there's more of that. And another thing which admittedly women report more, perhaps in meetings being talked over, somehow the Zoom setup is very obvious when somebody interrupts you and talks over you. And I'm just getting, you know, anecdotal feedback that that bad habit's not happening as much. Interesting.
That's good to hear. Chris is a mental health campaigner. Chris Young. Chris, do you recognise what Avril is saying there about the quality of conversations that are going on? It's less about, did you watch EastEnders last night? And yeah, it is more about, you know, how are you coping? How are you feeling throughout all of this? What's the stress and strains?
I think Avril's absolutely right. So much of what happens at work is much more than just the job you do. It is all about the relationships for many people. I think the thing to sort of stress here, though, is that staying connected and looking after each other, it's not rocket science. I mean, it's our, part of our human superpowers, our ability to communicate and to love and to reach out. And I think for many people who are feeling challenged, I think a lot of folk find it very difficult to say exactly how they're feeling, because there's that feeling of shame, that feeling of being a burden. Mm. But I would encourage people to reach out and speak. But also, you know, we all have a responsibility to reach out to people who are struggling. We all know people who are struggling, and very often we just sort of leave them because we think, oh God, you know, that'll be a really tricky conversation to have. So, you know, phone people, Zoom people, Skype people, you know, give them that sort of human contact. Don't negate what they're saying. Just listen. Don't say everyone feels like that. But you can validate what they're saying by saying, yeah, that I feel like that too. But don't ever close people down, because, you know, people have started talking, and, you know, it's important to let people, you know, speak.
Do you think, Chris, that after this, we'll appreciate work colleagues more? The relationships that maybe haven't seemed that important because it's just passing in the corridor, passing the time of day, face to face, when we've not had them for a year, we will value them more?
I've kind of got this image of people just hurling themselves at each other and hugging and not being able to let go. How I've missed you. I think for a while we will do that. We'll respect people more, and we'll love people a bit more. But I think after some time, I think we'll get into the same old, which I think is a bit sad, because, you know, these people are big in your life. These people are really valuable to you.
I give it probably a week, and then it's going to be who's been finishing the milk in the fridge again. They're back. It's all happening again. Chris Young, mental health campaigner, Avril Lehman, leadership psychologist, and Anna Burnside, journalist at the Daily Record. Thanks for your time on that. 11:47 Thursday morning. It's BBC Radio Scotland.